Amen, amen, and amen. I declare in the name of Jesus, it is so.
Hey.
We just heard a powerful track. There is power in the name of Jesus. Someone needs to hear that on this morning. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
How many out there know that God will bring you through and bring you out no matter what
Hallelujah.
The circumstance looks like? I came to announce to somebody today, be on fire for God. Why? Because there is power in the name of the anointed Jesus. Our text today, prophetess, comes from Daniel chapter 3, verses 26 through 30. Many of us remember the story of the burning fiery furnace. Mm-hmm. How many know God will bring you through
Come
the
on.
Burning fiery furnace? The scripture declares, then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. And the satraps and administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together.
Yes.
And they saw these men. Somebody say they saw these men.
They saw these men.
How many know God will exalt you and cause your enemies to watch
Hallelujah.
You rise up before their eyes? Hallelujah, somebody. The scripture declares, on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel. Prophetess say that is a type of Christ.
Yes.
That is a type of Christ, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God.
Yes.
Therefore, somebody say, therefore.
Therefore.
Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, language, which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this. Then the king promoted, somebody say promotion.
Promotion.
Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. I came to announce today, people of God, myself and the prophetess, that God is the God of great
Hallelujah.
Deliverance. It is your season for promotion. I just want to give you the definition of promotion. God is going to prosper you.
Yes.
God is going to cause you
Come
to
on.
Enjoy success. God is going to cause you to succeed. And God is going to bring advancement in your path in the name of Jesus.
Glory be to God. First, I want to say to you, you are the redeemed of the Lord. Shout this morning because you have been promoted.
Yes,
glory
God.
To God. Before anything ever happens in the natural, it happens in the spirit.
Come
First,
on now.
I heard the word of the Lord as we were in this studio, and the Lord said, the reason why it looks like the heat has turned up in the natural in your life is because you have been promoted
yes,
in the spirit.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that promotion is about to manifest in the natural. Get ready, get ready, get ready. I want to give you the scripture because your promotion has came from heaven.
My
Glory
God.
To God. Psalm 75, verse 6.
Yes.
For promotion. Brother or sister, cometh neither from the east,
Come
nor
on.
From the west,
Come on.
Nor from the south.
Come
but
on.
God is the judge.
God is the
he
judge.
He put down one and set up another. I just heard, glory to God, you have been promoted. Shout, yell, skip.
My
Give him
goodness.
A shout right now because promotion is headed your way in the mighty name of Jesus.
My God, that is so good. I'm fired up already this morning. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Listen, you need to get to service this morning. Why? Because listen, everything you have faced,
yes.
the Lord is declaring to you this morning that you've been promoted.
Hey.
My goodness. You say, well, how can that be? Because of what I'm going through. It doesn't matter because God said you already have the victory. Listen, you have been elevated. You have been promoted to do things in the kingdom for the standard of God. Now watch this, people of God. I want you to understand something this morning. The Lord revealed to us, people of God, that watch this. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood on the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hey. You got to have that as a nugget this morning. The reason why you can receive promotion right now before it happens in the natural, yes, because you're standing on the word of God. And your Bible is telling you, people of God, that it's already done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, somebody. It's already done. Watch this. The Bible says in Exodus 20:3, you shall have no other God before me. Verse 4, you shall not make unto you any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth.
Yes.
You shall not bow down yourself to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. Yes. How many know that God is jealous over you? How many know that God is a consuming fire and he is jealous over his children?
Yes,
he's not going to just allow anything to happen to you.
On.
You ought to get excited and say, I'm dwelling in my prophetic Goshen. Not just anything can happen to
Hallelujah.
Me. Why? Because I'm a believer. I'm a blood bought believer.
Yes,
I'm
Lord.
In the covenant by the blood of Jesus Christ. The scripture says, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate him. I want you to know today, people of God, we are standing on the name of Jesus this morning. If you're going to move in the power of God and walk in great deliverance and have victory, you must understand you're going to stand on the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Why? Because God is the God of great deliverance. Let me give you this really quick, this definition, prophetess. The word deliverance,
yes,
it means well-being.
Come on.
It means prosperity.
Come on.
It means deliverance. It means preservation.
Yes.
God seeks to preserve you in this hour. The word deliverance means salvation. It means safety, and it also means healing. Now, I want you to have this word in the Hebrew. It is the Hebrew word teshua,
yes,
and it means victory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah this morning. When you are walking in deliverance, it's because you have the victory.
Glory to God. You can rest assured, brothers and sisters, shame is over in your life.
Come
on. It's done away in your life. Shame has been dismantled in your life. It has been destroyed in your life. I declare shame is over in your life. Promotion is headed your way as you stand on the word of God. The Spirit of God is saying to you, I want you to look at Isaiah 54:4. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. Can I announce promotion is headed your way in the mighty name of Jesus?
My goodness, that's good. That's good. Watch this, people of God. We know that people out there will seek to shame you.
My God.
When you standing up for righteousness, the enemy will come in and try to accuse
Jesus.
You. Why? We know that the enemy is the accuser of what? The brethren.
Mm.
So I want you to understand in this text, people of God, listen, the enemy came against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and accused them for serving the true and only God.
Yeah.
And you may be wondering out there today, why is this happening to me?
Mm.
Why is that happening to me? Why do people keep accusing me? Well, we came to encourage you today to understand it's not you. My goodness.
God.
It's the God on the inside
Jesus.
Of you. I need somebody to catch that today. It's not you, my God, that the enemy is accusing. He's an accuser of the brethren, and he comes against the anointing that's in your life. Why? Because it's your faith in the anointed Jesus. Why? Because you're a new creation.
My
Look
God.
At somebody and say, I'm a new creation.
I'm a new creation.
The scripture says, if any man be in Christ,
Christ,
what? He is a new creation.
Glory
all things are passed away. Behold, it means look, it means watch. Behold, all things are become new. What? And all things are of God. I need somebody to hear that today. Everything that you do from this point
Come
forward
on.
Since you're in
hey,
Christ
hey.
Jesus, it is of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because promotion only comes from God. He says, for God is the judge. He puts one down and he raises up another. Watch this, people of God. Colossians 1:27 says it this way. It says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the
yes.
glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is what? Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Yes.
I need somebody to hear this on today. Listen, the reason why you're feeling all this pressure coming from the assignment of the enemy, it's not because of you. It's because of the anointing that's on your life. It's because of the expectation
Hallelujah.
Of the goodness of
hey.
God that's on your life. Why? It's because of the glory
hey, hey.
That's going to be made manifest.
Glory
why? Because
God.
Every good thing that's connected to the name of Jesus,
Hallelujah.
It is the glory of God. And I came to announce to you today that that glory shall be revealed.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. And as you are standing on the word of God, we want you to put this in remembrance, Romans 10:11. Okay, your Father is saying to you, this is the NIV version, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame.
Come on.
While you are standing on the word of God, while you are rejoicing in the Lord always, while things are coming up against you, declare, anyone that trusts in the name of the Lord will not be put to shame as you watch God move on your behalf in the name of Jesus.
My goodness. Pete, Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation to them who believe, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
Hallelujah.
That is a rhema word, prophetess. Watch this, people of God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego wouldn't bow to the sound of the music.
Glory to God.
And they wouldn't bow to the image.
Hey, hey.
We need somebody to understand today, people of God, that we can't bow to the music.
Come on. We
can't bow to the image.
Hey,
we can't give in to what everybody else is doing. We have to hold up a standard in
Hallelujah.
The kingdom of God. This is what God is calling for today, people. He's calling for somebody to lift up a standard. The Bible says when the enemy comes in, what? Like a flood. What? The Spirit of the Lord shall do what, somebody? Lift up a standard.
Standard.
I need somebody to look at your neighbor right now and say, I'm lifting up the standard.
I'm lifting up a standard.
Oh, I can't get upset when people accuse me of things. Why? Because I'm lifting up the standard.
Yes,
there's no time for me to walk in shame
Hallelujah.
And guilt and condemnation. Why? Because I'm lifting up a standard. Listen, watch this, people of God. The king called them in and said, if you bow, everything's all good. Now, I'm paraphrasing, people of God. If you bow, everything's all good. But if you don't, I got to put you in the fiery furnace. I came to tell somebody today, when you're walking in that new creation reality, it means that you're transformed, my God, by the renewing of your mind. So listen, no matter what people are saying around you, you're going to present your body, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. That is your reasonable service. The Bible says, be not conformed to this world. Oh, why? Because you're a new creation.
Hey.
He said, but be ye transformed by what? The renewing of your mind, to prove what is that good, acceptable. Oh, my goodness. I want to bless somebody today. He said, do what is good and acceptable and that perfect will of God. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, I am the new creation.
I am the new creation.
Say it again. Say, I am the,
I
new,
am
creation.
The new creation.
Why? Because God is using you to confound the wise.
Glory
Hallelujah.
God.
Somebody in the house. When God brings great deliverance, they not going to understand how you got healed because the doctor's report said one thing. They're not going to understand how you got out of that situation because the judgment said another thing. But how many understand out there, people of God, that we go to a higher court? My goodness, we go to the courts of heaven, and God is declaring that you have the victory and you have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. Praise the name of the Lord. We declare great deliverance has
Hallelujah.
Come to your house. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. So right here, don't bend, don't bow, do not give up. Stand on the word of God.
Amen.
Right here, right now, don't bend, don't bow.
Don't bend,
do
don't
not
bow.
Give up. Stand on the word of God and say what God has said when it comes to the word of God. James 4:7 says, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist.
My God.
Withstand, hold out against that devil. Resist him,
and
he will flee from you.
That is so good.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Now watch this, people of God, as we close. We want you to have something here. The enemy turned the fire up 7 times, even though the fire is hot. Why would things heat up around you? I need you to have this. Why? Because the enemy is trying to intimidate you. He's trying to get you to come off the power of God. He's trying to get you to come off declaring that favor is on your life. But we came to announce to somebody today that when you stand on the word of God, God will promote you. Why? The Lord told me to tell somebody, you're unbreakable.
Hey.
Oh, that's a word for somebody today. You are unbreakable. You will not be intimidated. Why? Because the Lord is your shield and the Lord is your buckler. Psalms 91:4, as we close, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. Praise the name of the Lord. God gives great deliverance
to you.